Speaker 1. I think the work of many charity organizations, including the Malaysian Red Crescent Society, is carried out by volunteers. Teenagers are encouraged to get involved in humanitarian activities through the Malaysian Red Crescent Society's youth programs. They offer instruction and chances to serve in fields like community service, health promotion, and disaster response. Depending on the type of charity, teenagers can volunteer their time to help with events, fundraising efforts, or directly in the field. This can involve undertaking tasks like providing food at a shelter for the needy, mentoring younger students, or taking part in environmental cleanup initiatives.
Speaker 2. In my opinion, teenagers are capable of planning fundraisers or other events to generate money for good causes. The Badimas Charitable Foundation is dedicated to improving the welfare and educational opportunities of Malaysia's poor children. Teenagers can take part in educational activities, fundraising activities, and community outreach programs through volunteer programs and projects. To reach a larger audience, they can hold bake sales, car washes, garage sales, or internet fundraising pages. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are just a few examples of social media sites that can be effective tools for raising money and promoting causes.
Speaker 3. Teenagers have a variety of skills and talents that can be used for good. The mission of the Dignity for Children Foundation is to help marginalized and disadvantaged children by offering them access to high-quality education, social assistance, and life skills training. Teenagers can volunteer with them to help with things like mentoring, tutoring, and planning events for the kids they work with. For instance, a young person with artistic talent can produce and sell their work to raise money. I think teenagers who enjoy music can plan charity concerts or play at community activities. Using one's abilities and talents can be a rewarding and successful approach to supporting a cause.
Speaker 4. I believe teenagers can educate their friends and the larger society about relevant topics in humanitarian projects. In Malaysia, Epic Homes seeks to offer marginalised populations safe and long-lasting housing. Teenagers can join in volunteer programmes that they set up to help build homes, run workshops, and develop awareness campaigns about the value of affordable housing. To address subjects pertaining to the cause they support, they can produce educational lectures, publish articles or blog posts, establish a podcast, or even start a YouTube channel. Sharing material on social networking sites can also help to make their message more visible.
Speaker 5. To start with, I think teenagers can donate their money to charities or encourage their friends and family to do the same. They may select a portion of their allowance, earnings from part-time work, or savings for regular donations. They can also arrange donation drives at their school or in their neighborhood to gather items to help the less fortunate, such as clothing, food, and school supplies. On the other hand, people can use social media websites, start blogs, or make websites to promote their cause. To keep the audience encouraged and informed, share interesting information, updates, and success stories. On the internet platforms, clearly show a donation link or button.